Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Miss California pageant has a big gripe against ousted winner and noted homophobe Carrie Prejean. How big? The Newark Star Ledger guesses about 34C. Pageant organizers paid for Prejean to get her breasts augmented before the Miss USA pageant, and in light of Prejean's lawsuit against the organizers over, among other things, revealing that not-so-little tidbit of information, they want their money back, $5,200, according to the suit. Earlier this year, Prejean raised a ruckus when she came out against marriage equality during the question-and-answer portion of the Miss USA pageant. Afterward, she had a falling out with pageant organizers, which she blamed on her answer and claimed religious persecution. The organizers said that Prejean had refused to cooperate with them. Miss USA owner Donald Trump stepped in and worked out a compromise, but he later backed the pageant's decision to fire her when she continued to make appearances not approved by the organizers. Prejean sued K2 Productions, which runs the pageant, and its honchos for slander, libel, religious discrimination, public disclosure of private facts, and infliction of emotional distress. K2 Productions filed the counterclaim on Monday, saying the public disclosure of private facts amounted to the revelations about the boob job, which ceased being private during the swimsuit competition of the nationally televised Miss USA pageant, in which Ms. Prejean walked the stage in a bikini. K2 says it will donate the $5,200 to charity. The integrity of the Miss California USA organization and the values it represents requires us to respond and present the truth, the suit reads, in part. And a mob hitman stunned the underworld yesterday when he renounced his membership in La Cosa Nostra and revealed that he is gay. Robert Mormando, a divorced father of two, said he is denouncing the mafia and living as an openly gay man. He clearly rejected the blood oath he made to the criminal organization when he appeared in court in New York City as a witness in the racketeering trial of John Gotti, Jr. Mormando was charged with an attempted hit. "That is the first time I've heard this in court," federal judge Jack Weinstein said. "I've asked many mafia members, and they've always refused." He is now living a peaceful working life with his partner, who, despite his controversial stand, has refused to enter a witness protection program, according to defense attorney Nancy Innes. Members of La Cosa Nostra do not accept homosexuality within its ranks, although there is no specific rule that inductees must accept. Former DeCavante crime boss John D'Amato was murdered in 1992 for being gay. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.